At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Larry's in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
I just don't understand. Do we need to give the family members binkies or maybe their baby blanket and welcome them in? It's about wins and losses. Come on, man. Are we serious? I just don't get the Mets fan.
What don't you get? Are you a Yankee fan?
I'm a huge Yankee fan.
Okay, I'm not shocked to hear that.
I love the Yankees.
Okay, and who has won more, the Mets or the Yankees? We'll start off simple for you. Who's won more, the Mets or Yankees?
I mean, do we even have to go there,
okay.
Really?
And then, but you said it's about wins and losses, right?
No, it is, but we're worrying about feelings.
Okay, well.
We're worrying about feelings.
Which team did Juan Soto choose?
Dude, we're talking about feelings.
Larry, it's a very simple. Larry, I've asked you the simplest questions possible. Who wins more, the Mets or Yankees?
The Yankees. This all revolves around feelings of the family members. Really?
Who did Juan Soto choose, Larry?
You can say the Mets, dude. Larry, we know who he chose.
Obviously, that's not.
You can't even say it. You're so hurt, you can't even say it.
Larry,
oh, my
it.
God. You can't even say it, Larry.
Oh, man.
We all know it. It's not a secret. The Yankees know it. Yankee fans know it. You know it. But just say it, Larry. Get it out. Because when you let it out, you're going to feel better.
Oh, man.
The first step of getting over it is to acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you got beat. You, Larry, and your Yankees got beat as it pertains to Juan Soto. All right, that was fun with Larry earlier in the day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Starting to get excited about the Mets home opener. Obviously, Yankees a little bit later on as well, so you get the Mets. What is first pitch? 3:10. I know the coverage right now on SNY, and then the Yankees first pitch is 4:12, so you get the two afternoon games. And then after this, BT, and then we'll go into the weekend, obviously, but then it should start to get into the normal majority of games at night. I mean, the schedules have been all over the place.
Weird.
Here. The off day, Sunday for the Mets, the weird start times, I don't know, and then even, even being off yesterday and having the home opener on a Friday,
yep,
going into the weekend is an abnormal thing.
And even when we were at Yankee Stadium for their home opener and their season opener, there was no baseball games that started at 12 or 1 or 2, which is a very odd start, but, you know, we're past that, and now it starts to get fun. And I was just watching the hype video that you guys were watching, and I could hear the grunts and the groans and the expressions of joy and excitement. It was well done. Mets social media team is pretty cool. You guys got to check this out.
The Mets Twitter account, the team account, sent that hype video. I'll tell you, usually that stuff doesn't get to me. And we've seen some cool ones, but I'm like, all right, whatever. This one was actually sick. It was like a mini movie, a two-minute movie that gets you pumped up for the Mets season. All right, let's finish up on the phones, BT. Anthony's in Manalapan. What's up, Ant?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just want to point out the biggest thing I think for the Yankees this year is really not Judge, not Soto. For us to be successful, we really have to concentrate on how the Cubs are doing, because Kyle Tucker, he really flies under the radar. I mean, he's a top five hitter in the league. I mean, you could argue that he's a better all-around player than Soto. He's a Gold Glove winner. And last year, we didn't want to give up two guys to get him. But, I mean, if the trade deadline, the Cubs are out of it. I mean, you know, he has four home runs. You know, he's killing it already.
Yeah, he's out there really good. So I know he went yard last night. He's sitting about 370. He looks really good. I think that's who the Yanks are going to truly try to target. I don't think the Cubs will fall out of it. I don't think that division's particularly good. You know, the Brewers, we've seen them. They're awful. The Reds just basically got, shut out three games in a row. I think they lost 1-0, literally three straight times for the first time since 1912 or something wacky like that. So I don't think it's a very good division. But if they do fall out, then it's going to be a long line of teams that want Kyle Tucker. And if they don't fall out and he hits the open market, there's going to be a long line of teams that want to give him a blank check. And I don't think the Yankees will be there for Vlad. I do think they'll be there for Tucker.
Yeah, if Tucker does not get extended in season by the Cubs, I do believe he's going to be a Yankee. I believe that's their target. I think they'll be better off with him, you know, certainly than anybody else in free agency that's coming up, meaning Vlad Guerrero Jr. However, you can't say that he's better than Juan Soto. He's not better than Soto. He's a different player. Stop with the disparaging Soto. You could say that you don't think Soto's all-time great. That's fine. You could say that you think Judge is better. Let's not now make it like Kyle Tucker has had a better career than Juan Soto or is a better player than Juan Soto. He's just not. I mean, I don't know where you'd even be basing that off of. He's a good offensive player, good defensive player. Sure, he's a very good player. He's not Juan Soto.
So he's not as good a hitter as Juan Soto. He's a better all-around player than Juan Soto.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Juan Soto?
Well, don't you, when you say all-around player, don't you include hitting?
No, of course I do. We've been through this. To me, I don't want to say that's literally 33 1/3% attaching the equal value to base running and hitting.
Right.
So that's ridiculous. But, you know, Tucker can run.
Right.
He is a plus outfielder, and... he's a really good hitter. Not Soto is a hitter, but the other aspect, like two of the three parts of the game, he's definitely better at. And I think that's pretty easy to see. I think Soto's a better hitter.
Right.
But I don't look at numbers all the time with Kyle Tucker. I just want to see something real quick. Yeah, I mean, he's terrific. He's no one's saying he's Soto is a hitter.
Well, I mean, the guy said that he's better than Soto. He's not.
Well, that's why I think people need to be a little more specific.
Yeah.
Listen, if you ask me, who's the better baseball player? I'm going to say Kyle Tucker every day of the week. Now I'm going to back it up with stuff, and you can either accept it or not.
Yeah, no, and I would not accept
that's fine.
It.
Who the better hitter is, it's Soto. Who the better player is, it's Tucker.
Well, no, who the better fielder is, maybe I'll give you Tucker.
Yeah, who's the better base runner? Stucker.
Maybe.
No, maybes. He is.
I'm not even given that. Now,
but why not?
Because Juan Soto's just a better player.
No, but you're not.
I'd rather have Juan Soto than Kyle Tucker, and it's not even close.
That's not the question, yeah. though. And if that's your choice, that's fine.
Yeah,
I get it. I mean, but in terms of who's the better player,
I do feel like there's this. Now it is starting to bother me.
Well, you're going to see a lot of it, man, because you're going to watch 162 times. You're going to be booting balls in the outfield. You're not going to be doing much on the bases.
But I don't care about that.
But that's part of baseball.
What's starting to bother me is the disrespect for Juan Soto. Juan Soto has the richest contract in the history of sports. He, call me stupid here, but he must be doing something right to warrant that. Multiple teams wanted to give Juan Soto over $700 million. Kyle Tucker won't sniff $700 million. So again, I ask, then how is he a better baseball player? If the teams involved in Major League Baseball are going to be telling you the market is not comparable to what Juan Soto was, then how am I supposed to do? I'm not going to say that he's not a better fielder, but also Juan Soto's not a butcher in right field. I've seen bad defensive players. I don't think Juan Soto is that. I think he's okay in right field. He's certainly not great. He's not a butcher. Could he turn to a butcher one day? Maybe. The disrespect for Juan Soto has got to stop. It's got to stop. Kyle Tucker? I mean, come on.
So, I don't care what Tucker gets. Like, to me, if one guy gets 700 and another guy gets 510, forget about the names that we're talking about, just in general. It doesn't mean that the guy who's getting 700 is better. It means that whether it was his age, which, by the way, Soto's a couple of years younger, which does play into it a little bit. I do think Soto's going to sell a lot more tickets than Tucker. Like, if Tucker were to go to the Mets or Soto, or even with the Yankees, even though Judge sells the tickets, I think Soto's easier to monetize. And those things get baked into a massive contract like Soto got. And I don't begrudge him for getting it. And it's not disrespect to Juan Soto. It is prioritizing things a little differently and accentuating other parts of the game that I don't ignore. Kyle Tucker is not the hitter that Soto is. Kyle Tucker is better at every other facet of baseball than Soto is.
But wait, what other facets are there?
Catching the baseball, throwing the baseball, and scoring and running on the bags. It's true.
And that does not outweigh offensive output and production.
No, I don't think that it should to the point. Like, but I also don't think that the disparity between Tucker and Soto is so massive. It's in favor of Soto, clearly. But so massive where the attributes that Tucker's clearly better at can't at least open up a conversation who's the better player.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.